Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rich Tillery, and I'm coming to you from the rooftop here on the FAA Production Studios and National Resource Center for the FAST Team, and in a little episode of Managing Safety, you know, because we are streaming over the internet. We're streaming over, we're actually over the radio, so, you know, no matter how you're hearing us or seeing us, you know, if you get a chance, come on out here to the FA Production Studio. I'm joined now with a very special guest, and I've had the privilege of listening to his presentation many, many years, and that's Greg Roll. He's from the Bahamas, right, in Bahama Aviation. Greg,
yeah,
welcome.
Bahamas, thank you, Rich. I also want to thank the FAA for doing such a great job. One of the main things that we try to do in the Bahamas and also working along with OBI, we try to make it safe for private pilots to fly the aircraft in and out of the islands of the Bahamas. And we pull out all stops to make sure that you guys are safe at all costs.
Now, let's talk about a little bit about that safety. Now, for as far as making it safe, because that's a lot of water to cover, especially if you're running on a single-engine airplane, just how far off the shoreline? A lot of people don't know how far off the coast of the Bahamas is.
That's a great question, Rich. One of the things that pilots need to realize that the Bahamas is only 46 nautical miles off the coast of Fort Lauderdale, 46 nautical miles. And you have a whole world open up to you, the islands of the Bahamas. And it is easy for 172. Last week, we had the Cunard group of pilots flying to the islands of the Bahamas. Interestingly, we had the Air Cam. They went to the islands of the Bahamas. Now, if Air Cam could go to the Bahamas, I think anybody could do.
That's great. Okay, now, I do remember the earlier presentations. You also showed a DVD-type presentation during this thing, and that DVD is also going to be available to the pilots?
Absolutely. And not only the DVD is available, but we have all collaterals. Like, we have the pilot's guide and a VFR planning chart where you could lay out a planning chart and really plan your trip to the islands of the Bahamas. The guide tells you all you need to know on what you need to do to get your plane safely to the islands of the Bahamas. It has all the forms, it has all the regulations, it has the Bill of Rights for private pilots going to the islands of the Bahamas, and also it has a checklist. Me being a private pilot, it opened up to create a door, an avenue for me to actually look in the minds of the aviator, find out what they're thinking, what they want to do, and how this should be done. And I incorporate that in that book.
Well, you know, Greg, I've actually took your advice and flew my airplane over to Nassau because my wife is a gambler. She likes to play around in the casinos and everything, and that was the only island I went to. Now, there's other airports other than that one airport that I landed at, correct?
Absolutely. We have over 60 airports in the islands of the Bahamas. And like John Obradovich, the pilot's guide, said, you're bound to find an island that you would like. I mean, if you go to Nassau, Grand Bahama Island, which has the casinos and the nightlife, you may want to be more relayed back in the atmosphere.
And
Rich, I want to thank you for coming to the islands of the Bahamas because, you know, that's a good endorsement because you saw the DVD, you saw the presentation, and you say, hey, this is doable. Let me try it. And, you know, based on what you told me this morning, I'm happy to say that you had a great time.
I did have a fantastic time. We stayed there for about 4 days. And, you know, the flight over, the water there in the Bahamas is beautiful. I mean, America has its moments in water, you know, and stuff like that. But for miles out from the Bahama Islands, you can see through that water so crystal clear, you can see all the way to the bottom.
Absolutely. And one of the things would be, when I try to do my seminar, I try to also zero in where, if you're leaving from Fort Pierce or even Fort Lauderdale, and as you fly east, going to the islands of the Bahamas, and if you fly in VFR, and you look down into the waters, you see the water turning from a shade of brown to a shade of blue.
It does.
And actually, you think it's a picture because it's so picture perfect, or it's in a pool. But I encourage all pilots to, you know, come over and prove my point. If I'm wrong, I promise I'll buy you lunch.
You know, Greg's right. Now, me being there personally and everything, I mean, he's really kind of being modest about it. If you get a chance to go there, you know, and, you know, you being from the Bahamas yourself and actually, you know, being their liaison here, the people there are fantastic. I don't think that you know, because I took taxi cabs around and everything, mm-hmm. you know, but I don't think I saw anything about the Bahamas that was, you know, trashy or, you know, it was all really nice. I mean, the whole island was nice.
Well, Rich, what has happened over the last maybe 10 years since I've been in charge of aviation, the government of the Bahamas has reached out in all sectors of aviation, and they have put in place all the facilities and all the amenities that pilots are used to here in the state of Florida, in the state of the United States. Also, what we have put in place, opportunities for local people in the Bahamas, all our product is now being up to speed, and our people who live in the Bahamas now being sensitized to why private pilots come to the Bahamas. So we realize now that we have to take care of the private pilot market, because if you take care of the private pilot market, you actually have a job.
That's a good point. Now, you guys are also, not only are you presenting, but you also have a location out here at the Sun and Fun Complex. Where are you guys located?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been coming over here for the last 6 years in the boot hangar B, B-72. And what we try to do this year, we have three of our major hoteliers. They put together hotel packages. So what you could actually come by the booth, B-72, and sign up to win three two-night stays at three different resorts. One resort is Fernandez Bay in Cat Island. Also, we have Stella Maris in Long Island. And then we have the Great Abaco Beach Hotel in Abaco, Marsh Harbor. So it's an opportunity to come and win one of these resort stays in the islands of the Bahamas. It don't cost you nothing.
Yeah, and like I said, it's beautiful, it's easy, you know, and it's like Greg was saying, 46 miles, you're not over water very long, so if you're skittish, you know, and now they do have rules, you do have to have some life preservers on board, but, you know, for each occupant, I understand.
Yes, basically what you need to file a flight plan, that's one of the basic criteria, and then you need to have a life vest for each person on board. Now, pilots ask, do I need a life raft? It's not required, but if you feel comfortable having a life raft, I would say go ahead and do. But Rich, one of the things I'd like to mention here is that, you know, we have the safety aspect coming around with the EAPIS program. And I'd like to talk a little bit about that.
Let's go ahead and let's talk about it.
Well, the EAPIS program is basically a new format that U.S. Customs has put in place, and it's the having where each private pilot going in and out of the country has to send an electronic manifest to U.S. Customs stating all persons on board. Well, that creates a little situation problem for private pilots because it has to be electronically sent. Now, how do I get online? And I'm happy to say that the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism and the Bahamas government has been working fiercely with all FBOs. We have like four major FBOs. We call them the Bahama Gateways. In the north, we have Fort Pierce. And then we have Galaxy in Palm Beach. Also in Fort Lauderdale, we have Banyan. And also in Opa-locka, we have Miami Executive. These individual FBOs will be savvy enough, efficient enough to walk you through that EAPIS program. Now, once you get to the Bahamas and it's time to get back, the Bahamas government is putting in place at all ports of entry kiosks. So you will be able to get that electronically back to the United States. So the Bahamas government is pulling out all the stuff to make sure that your entry to and from the Bahamas is seamless and making sure that it will, at the end of the day, it will be better in the Bahamas.
That's great. Now, as far as any other information, you know, other than the booth, now you guys have a website?
Yes, we have a website. It's bahamas.com/flying. That is bahamas.com/flying.
So anybody that wants to know anything about how to fly there, what the forms look like, how to fill them out, and it's not a difficult process. I've filled the forms out, folks. It's really not that tough, you know. But and like I said, my wife and I had an enjoyable experience. Got to fly my own airplane over there. Got a picture of it on the ramp in the Bahamas, you know. And it's a photo opportunity for you and your plane.
Absolutely. And then one of the things, too, you know, in this technology world now that we live in, the Bahamas Aviation is also on Twitter. So if you could also twitter.com/ Bahamas Flying, FLYING. So go ahead and send us a message, and I promise you we'll get back to you and answer your question at the earliest convenience.
Okay, that's So if you go there, you get a chance to come out here to Sun and Fun. You get a chance to know. Are you on site, Greg? Or are you in and out? Or
no, I'll be on site. And if I'm not there at the time and you come, then you just leave a message and I'll be back.
Yeah.
Right there.
So if you want to talk, but you also have a competent staff down there, I take it?
Yes, we have a staff. We have Leonard Stewart. He's tell you anything you need to know. And Rosetta Robinson, she will be there. And one of the things we're also doing too, Banyan Air Center, who's like one of our Bahamas Gateway FBO, they're also exhibiting in our booth. Right now we have Bruce. Bruce is one of the customer service individual from Banyan. And then Bill, the director, will be coming in tomorrow. So we are engaged with the FBOs to make sure that they will assist and help for you to see the islands of the Bahamas through the eyes of Banyan.
Well, Greg, it sounds like you guys have done everything you possibly can to make general aviation in the Bahamas click as far as going from the United States to there and back. It's really great that you guys have made it, like you said, seamless. And it is. Guys, it's real easy to go there, and it doesn't cost that much. Once you're there, it's not like out of the world expensive. But like I said, my wife and I stayed there. It was very inexpensive. It was a great time for both of us, and it's another experience, you know. Any questions that you have of Greg, he's going to be down there. And if you've been to the Bahamas and you have some feedback for him, he's well open to feedback.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, you know, if you have a problem in the Bahamas, we need to know because that's the only way we could fix it. But the thing that is here is I'm here because the government required me to be here. And we're not here just for just to have fun. We're here to make sure that any pilot who wants to go to the Bahamas has an opportunity to fly the aircraft to the Bahamas. And we don't want the pilot to come one time. We want the pilot to be a repeat visitor to the islands of the Bahamas. So that means they must, when they go to the Bahamas, they have to enjoy it, they come back again, because nobody go back where they didn't like their visit. So we put on all the stops to make sure that your visit to the islands of the Bahamas is one of the best one that you've experienced. And if you ever encounter a problem in the islands of the Bahamas, please come hang a B-72, and please tell me all about it. And I guarantee you, your next visit, that will be eradicated, because we will have a zero tolerance for any inconsistencies in the Bahamas. Thank you.
That's great. Well, that's really good. So it's a beautiful place to go. It's easy to go to. And it's like Greg said, depending on what you want. You want the nightlife, you want the, you know, the hustle bustle, or you want a nice romantic K or something to be with a loved one or something. You know, they've got it all there in the Bahamas, and they want to make it as easy as possible. Greg, I appreciate you coming up here and speaking with me, and I'm sure to sit through your presentation, because that DVD has changed since I saw it.
Yeah, sure.
You said that they made it a little bit easier to...
It sure has changed. What's happening, you know, seeing that Homeland Security is playing a major role in terms of border crossing. We, through our efforts with the Federal Pavilion at Oshkosh, we're now working hand in hand with U.S. Customs and also EAA. And again, we've been working for years and years with FAA, with Obi and his team, and he has done an outstanding job. But the U.S. Customs has a whole segment on border crossing, how to fly in and out of the islands of the Bahamas. So stop by B-72 and pick up a DVD.
All right. Greg, I appreciate you showing up. And I know you're going to talk again a little bit about this stuff, but we are coming to you. We're streaming over live over the radio here, and again, you can see this production and some of what Greg's talking about over the internet, and download those files if you want to hear it over and over and over again. He's a great speaker, great guy to be with. Greg, it's good seeing you again, and thank you for being on the show. Guys, that's all we're going to have up here for right now. Go see him over at B over there, and say hi, and say hi to some of his staff guys, and that's about all we have up here. This is Rich Tillery at the FA Production Studio here atop the Fast Team National Resource Center, and I'm also with Managing Safety.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.